this is very good news for Liberia. It's very good news for the region. And it's very good news for UNHCR and the humanitarian community. And to jog the memory of listeners, the civil war in Liberia broke out on Christmas Eve of 1989, and that forced thousands of people to flee to neighboring countries like Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Sierra Leone, Guinea, the Gambia, Senegal, and so on. Peace was restored to Liberia in 2003 following the deployment of UN peacekeepers, and subsequently the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees commenced the voluntary repatriation of Liberian refugees in 2004. So from 2004 up to the last day of December 2012, the repatriation process went on, but it ended on the last day of 2012. So this is a remarkable achievement for the region. It's a remarkable achievement for Liberia, as it showcases that Liberia now has peace and the country is stable.
And now these thousands of Liberians who are living in the countries you mentioned, had they been living in refugee camps or were they living among the citizens of those countries?
Well, it depends. I come from Sierra Leone, where I worked with Liberian refugees before coming over to Liberia. Now, in Sierra Leone, the refugees lived in refugee camps. But then in other countries, such as Cote d'Ivoire, the refugees were allowed to stay in communities. In Ghana, they stayed in refugee camps. So essentially, it varied from country to country, but mostly the Liberian refugees stayed in refugee camps in countries of asylum.
And now, what has been UNHCR's role in getting these people back home?
What normally happens in refugee situations is that people flee their country. In the case of Liberia, there was this bloody conflict that killed more than 250,000 people. Now, imagine these people fleeing. Most times, they run away from their home with nothing. I was across the border in Sierra Leone when we had a refugee influx. We had women walking for miles and miles just to reach to those countries of asylum. So normally, when these people flee, if there is no organization to assist them, you can imagine they will be at the mercy of starvation, at the mercy of diseases. So UNHCR will be there to ensure that they are assisted. We work in close collaboration with the host government to ensure that they get the international protection that they need. Now, after the security situation will have improved in their country, as in this case with Liberia, then we started bringing in these people. We go to refugee camps, we inform them about the improved security conditions in Liberia. They will have the opportunity to ask us as many questions as possible, and we will tell them that, look, your country is now safe, it's time to go back home. But in terms of bringing them, yes, it's the UNHCR that brings them back home. We have been bringing them on flights. We also organized road convoys. Just the other day before repatriation finally ended, I went to the Sierra Leone border. I went to the Guinea border. I witnessed it myself. The people coming in, they were in very happy mood to be coming back home.
And now in returning to Liberia, are the refugees given any sort of assistance to begin their lives again?
Yes. Once these people go through all the processes to return home and they cross over the border, they effectively become returnees. So what we do is that we assist them by giving them cash grants. So an adult of more than 18 years received $375 was for internal transportation, otherwise local transportation. So a child received $275. So what they do with the money, some of them have started businesses. At least it will help them start life back. But by giving them this money, some of them had like 10 people in one family. They started businesses, they can get some accommodation. At least they were very much appreciative of the little assistance that we gave them.
Mr. Mamadou, thank you so much for giving us all of this information. And it really does sound like this is a very successful start for these returnees.
Yes, thank you very much. Just one last thing I would like to add, that the ending of the repatriation for Liberians is happening just after that for Sierra Leoneans ended a few years ago. So it showcases that the region, in as much as we have challenges, some peace efforts have been achieved through the support of the United Nations. And Sierra Leone, that had at one time the largest peacekeeping mission, and then Liberia, that also at one point had the largest peacekeeping mission. So these two countries are really outstanding in terms of